They rode west and north for several days across seemingly endless plains of tall grass with no sign of human inhabitation. Then they came across a pile of rocks that had not been arranged by nature.
Pa, look at those rocks.
Some of the mountain men I met told me about them. That's what I've been looking for.
What is it?
It's a sign telling travelers that this here is the Santa Fe Trail. North and west of here will be Fort Larned. And north of that will be Pawnee Rock.
Pawnee Rock? What's that, Pa?
Pawnee Rock will be a landmark, Pilgrim.
Turning toward the one who had spoken, Kirby saw without a doubt the dirtiest man he had ever seen. The man was dressed entirely in buckskins, from the moccasins on his feet to his wide-brimmed leather hat. A white, tobacco-stained beard covered his face. His nose was red, and his eyes twinkled with mischief. He was mounted on a spotted pony, and he had two pack animals with him, which he walked up to the two Jensens.
Ain't no Pilgrim, old-timer.
I reckon you're right there.
Where did you come from?
I've been watching you two Pilgrims from that ravine over yonder. You don't know much about traveling in Injun country, do you? You know it's best to stay off of the ridges. You two been standing out like a third titty.
The old mountain man shifted his gaze to Kirby.
What you staring at, boy?
Be darned if I rightly know.
You got sand in your bottom. He yours, mister?
My son.
Well, I'll trade for him. Injuns will pay right smart for a strong boy like this one.
My son is not for trade, old-timer.
I tell you what, I won't call you Pilgrim, and you don't call me old-timer. Deal?
Deal.
You don't know where you are, do you?
Yeah, I know.
Well, do you now? Well, just where would that be?
We're somewhere west of the state of Missouri and east of the Pacific Ocean.
In other words, you're lost as a lizard.
If you got no particular place to go, you ain't never lost.
Well, now, you do have a point there. You got names?
I'm Emmett. This is my son, Kirby.
Folks call me Preacher.
You're a preacher?
Boy, did you hear me say that I was a preacher? I said that's my handle. That's what folks call me. What are you laughing at, boy?
I'm laughing at your name.
Don't you scoff, boy. It ain't nice to scoff at a man's name. If I wasn't a gentle type, I might let the hairs on my neck get still.
Preacher can't be your real name.
Well, no, you're right about that. But I've been called Preacher for so long, I've near about forgot my own Christian name. So Preacher it's gonna be. Bad or nothing.
Well, it was nice talking with you. But I reckon we'll be going on now, Preacher. Maybe we'll see you again.
Preacher's eyes shifted to the northwest, and then they narrowed, his lips tightening in a weird smile.
Oh, yeah, I reckon you will.
Emmett turned his horse and pointed its nose west-northwest. Kirby reluctantly followed. He would have liked to stay and talk with the old man. Soon, they were out of earshot.
Pa, that old man was so dirty, he smelled.
He's a mountain man, so I'm away from home base, I'm figuring. More than likely trying to get back. Cantankerous old boys they are. Some of them mean as snakes. I think they get together once a year and bathe.
But you said you soldiered with some mountain men.
I did, but they didn't stay that long. They had to get back to the High Lonesome.
Where's the High Lonesome?
It's more of a condition than a place. Men like preachers stay up in the high country for years. Don't do nothing but trap and such. They won't see another human being for a year or more. And not a white man more than once every 2 years or so. All they've got is their horses and guns and the whistling wind and the silence of the mountains. They're all alone, and it does something to them. They get notional, funny acting.
You mean they go crazy?
In a way, I'm thinking. I don't know much about them. Nobody does, I don't reckon. But I think maybe that most of the folks who go off and live like that don't like people all that much to begin with. They crave the lawlessness of open space. The mountain men I was with, now they were some different. They told me about that old man's kind. They're very brave men, son. Don't ever doubt that. Probably the bravest in the world. They got to be to live like they do.
Kirby looked behind them.
Pa, that old man is following us. And he shucked his rifle out of its boot.
The preacher galloped up to the pair, his rifle in hand.
Now don't get nervous. I ain't the one you need to be afeard of, but I do believe we fixin' to get ambushed.
Ambushed by who?
Well, Kiva would be my thinking, but they could be Pawnee. My eyes ain't as sharp as they once was, but I seen one of them stick his head up out of the wash over yonder. He's young, or he wouldn't have done that. But that don't mean that the other ones with him is young.
How many?
Well, I don't know. In this country, one is too many. But I do know this, we better be getting. Now, if memory serves me right over yonder, over that ridge, there's a little creek between the stand of cottonwoods with an old buffalo waller in front of it.
Preacher looked up, stood in his stirrups, and cocked his shaggy head.
Well, here they come, boys. Get going. Pyah!
The old man slapped Kirby's bay on the rump, and they were galloping off.